ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Nelton's basketball to start the second quarter as they lead Mountain Home 16-7. It will be Ja'Kyra Meebon throwing it in on the far sideline. We'll get it into Woodruff, and we are back underway. Travia Woodruff dribbling to the right wing. Throwing it up top to Crippen. Crippen's going to drill toward the elbow. Her pass is knocked away, but Woodruff chases it down. Now she tries to throw it down to Dacus. A little low for her. Goes out of bounds, and it will be a turnover against the Lady Raiders as we are 13 seconds into this second quarter. Emma Martin and Kyra Penn checking out as they're replaced by Anna Grace Foreman and Peyton Husky. Emily Payne looking inbound, and she gets into Husky. She'll bring it into the front court. 9-point Lady Raider lead. Ball goes over to Jackson on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And scramble for the rebound, and ball's going to go out of bounds. And, Anna Grace Swarm was falling out of bounds. And so it's going to be Nelton's basketball. We are 28 seconds into this second quarter. Woodruff into the front court for the Lady Raiders. Drills to the right side, throws up top to Crippen. Over on the left to Eaton, and an offensive foul away from the ball. Daly Dacus gets called for the illegal screen. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Nelton, and their fifth turnover of the night. 7:21 left of the first half. Husky takes an inbound pass. Nelton leads 16-7. Husky across the timeline, throws over to Payne on the right. She'll take the screen, throw it up top to Foreman, and a travels call. That's Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the evening. 7:08 left of the first half. Nelton gets it back, leading by 9. Woodruff into the front court. Now dribbles to the right side, going into the lane for the layup, and she's going to be called for the charge. Travia Woodruff picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Nelton, and their sixth turnover of the evening. 6:57 left of the half. 9-point lead for Nettleton. Inbound pass goes to Foreman. Now back to Payne. Payne will get it into the front court. Dribble to the right side. Throws it down to Jackson in the corner. Jackson dribbles out to the wing. Thought about the three. Now picks up a drill. Throws it to Foreman. Pass is knocked away. And it's going to be a turnover as Leah Jackson commits a foul going for the ball. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Bombers. Daly Dacus is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Deja Young. And also Meebon's going to check out. I believe Walford Bird came in for her. So that was Mount Holmes' ninth turnover of the night. 6:36 left of the half. Ball goes to Crippen on the left side, up top to Young. Young's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And rebounds chased down by Peyton Husky. Back comes Mount Holmes. 16-7. Ball goes in the front court to Jackson. She's quickly going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked. Ball's loose and finally chased down by Woodruff. She's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Travia Woodruff with her first 2 points of the night. And a stoppage of play. I guess the ball just got away. Emma Martin and Kate Gilbert going to check back in, replacing Leah Jackson and Emily Payne. 18-7, the Lady Raiders leading it. 6:12 left of the half. Husky will walk the ball into the front court. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert takes the screen, throws up top to Foreman, over to Martin on the right. Martin will dribble towards the top, gives it to Foreman in the lane. She's going up for the jumper, off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. 18-9. Nelton leading it, 5:45 left of the half. Here's Woodruff with it up near the top. over on the left side. It goes to Daniels. Daniels takes screen, throws it up top to Woodruff. I mean, on the right side to Woodruff. Down the corner to Eaton. Eaton's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touched by, oh, no, they're going to say by Nelton. I thought it was going to be touched by Yates, but I guess the official probably had a better view of it than I did. So it's going to be Mount Zones basketball with 5:25 left of the half as they trail by nine. Yates takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Husky, who will bring it into the front court. Layla Iliotti is going to check in for Nelton in the next available time. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right wing. Takes a screen from Foreman, drills into the lane, gives it to Foreman. Looking to go for the layup, off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points. 18 to 11, Nelton leading it. A little over 5 minutes left of the half. Here is Woodruff with it up top for the Lady Raiders. Throws over on the left side to Daniels. Daniels takes the screen, drills toward the elbow, throws up top to Young. Over to Woodruff on the right. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Daniels. But she has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen by Husky. Seventh turnover against Nelton. Here is Gilbert with it on the right side. Gives it to Foreman. Now finds Yates. Going to pull up for the short jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Wofford Bird. Here is Young quickly back the other way. Going in for the layup. And an offensive foul. Deja Young picks up her first personal foul. Wave off the basket. Seventh team foul against Nelton, and that is their eighth turnover of the night. Kyra Penn's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Aston Yates. And Iliotti is going to come in for Woodruff, Travia Woodruff. Layla Iliotti, a 5'3 sophomore. Inbound pass goes to Martin. She'll walk it across the timeline. Martin into the front court. 4:20 left of the half. It is a 7-point Nelton lead. Martin dribbles to the left side. Her pass was wide of Gilbert. Foreman tries to chase it down and can't save it in. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Another turnover against Mount Zion, their 10th of the night. 4:11 left to play in the first half. Nelton gets it back, leading 18-11. Iliotti will take the inbound pass from Wofford Bird and walk it into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Daniel. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Wakiria Daniels with her first 3 points of the night. 21-11. It's a double-digit lead once again for the Lady Raiders. Less than 4 minutes left. Here is Gilbert with it on the left wing. Now is going to go down into lane. Gives it to Foreman for the layup. Good. And a great Foreman with 6 points. 21-13. Nelton leading it. 3:38 left of the half. Here is Daniels with it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Young. Over on the right side to Iliotti. She'll take the screen. Her pass is knocked away, but is able to get it back. Now drills to the right elbow, throws it to Wofford Bird, and she's caught for traveling. Ninth turnover against Nelton. Emily Payne's going to check back in, replacing Emma Martin with 3:21 left of the half. Lady Raiders leading 21-13. Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Nelton's going to back off the full court pressure now as Gilbert brings it into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing, throws up top to Payne. Payne will dribble to the right side, gives it there to Husky. Down to Foreman on the low block for another layup. Good! Anna Grace Foreman with 8 points, all here in the second quarter, and it's back to a two-possession game. Here is Eden back the other way, going towards the lane. That's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Alana Eaton went double figures with 10 points. 23-15, the Lady Raiders leading it. 2:50 left of the half. Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the right side. Loses the handle. The ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Nelton. And Mount Zion will inbound on the baseline with 2:40 left of the half. An 8-point Nelton lead. And now, I don't know what the delay was there, but they've worked it out, whatever it was. Inbound pass goes to Penn. Throws it up top to Gilbert. She'll dribble to the right side. Now it goes down into the lane, going up for the layup. Hit the bottom of the rim, but a foul on Nelton. And Kate Gilbert's going to go to the free throw line with 2:33 left in the half. Deja Young picks up her second personal foul. Eighth team foul against the Lady Raiders. So two shots coming up for Kate Gilbert. She is two of two from the free throw line with 5 points. Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. Now checking in for Nelton, replacing Deja Young, is Tobriah Benford. She's a 5'7 senior. So one more free throw coming up for Gilbert, and she can make it a two-possession game once again with this next one. Gilbert's second shot is up and good. She gets both. She now has 7 points. 23-17, Nelton leading it. 2.5 minutes left. Here is Eliotti into the front court. Throws over to Eaton on the right side. She'll dribble to the elbow. Now gives it to Benford for by herself for the layup. She misses it. Daniels goes back up with it. She's going to be fouled as she goes back up, and so she'll head to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Lady Bombers. So Wakiria Daniels at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. Aston Yates is going to check back in as Anna Grace Foreman will take a seat with her third foul. So one more free throw coming up for Daniels. Second shot is up, and she gets both, and now timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. So we'll break with 2:20 left to play in the first half. Nelton leading Mountain Home 25-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics at Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Mountain Home takes their second timeout of the night as they trail Nelton 25-17 with 2:20 left of the first half. Emily Payne will trigger the inbound pass. It's a full court pressure for the Lady Raiders, and it works because Eden steals the inbound pass, immediately puts up the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good. She now has 12 points. 27-17, Lady Raiders leading it. Gilbert into the front court. Drills over to the right side. Now takes a screen from Penn. Now throws it to Yates. Yates will give it back to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the left wing. Husky takes the screen, dribbles toward the free throw line. Now tries to give it up top to Payne, and her pass is knocked away and stolen by the Lady Raiders, and going into the lane for the easy layup was Benford Good. And now fouls will be called on Nelton in the backcourt. That is Layla Eliotti with her first personal foul, team foul number 9 against the Lady Raiders. So 1-1's coming up for Peyton Husky. She has yet to score in this game. So Husky's first free throw is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. So one more free throw coming up for Husky. Second shot for Husky is up. No good. She gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Eaton. She's quickly back the other way for Nelton. She's going to pull up on the right wing for the three-pointer. In and out, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Aston Yates, and back comes Mountain Home. Here's Husky throwing it into the front court to Martin, who's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night. 29-20, Nelton leading it. 55 seconds left of the half. Ball goes over to Daniels near the left corner. She's going to dribble out to the wing, throw it up top to Benford. Over on the right side to Eliotti. She has bounced the ball knocked away from her, gets it back though. Now Wofford Bird has up the top. Over on the left side to Eaton. Down to Wofford Bird in the paint. She's going in for the layup. Her shot was blocked. And Emma Martin comes up with the basketball. 33 seconds left of the half. Martin drills to the right side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the long three. Pointer good! Kate Gilbert with 10 points. 29-23. Mountain Home trailing Nelson. Back the other way. Daniels going to pull up for the three. Dancer. It will not go. Gilbert gets the rebound and throws it into the front court to Yates, who's going in for the layup. And nope, they're going to call it for travel. So wave the basket off with 11 and a half seconds left. And that's going to be the 13th turnover against Mountain Home. Leah Jackson's going to check in. Well, nope, they're not going to get her in before the play starts. Here's Eliotti into the front court. Throws over to Eaton on the right side. 5 seconds left. Eliotti's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses the rim. And that's the way this first half is going to end. So, Nelton did go jump out to a double-digit lead, but Mountain Home has come back and cut it to 6. Our score at halftime. Nelton leading Mountain Home 29-23. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5440.